Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Those first words that Liz read to us from Psalm 62. On Remembrance Sunday, we really need to be reminded of our hope as God's people. Indeed, every year we hope that there might be an end to wars and to conflict. Now, I haven't been preaching very long in comparison to many, indeed, many who are actually sitting out there. But already, I am sick of the pattern of reminding ourselves every Remembrance Day of the horrors of war and preaching that there is another way, and yet the news still fills with conflict and war and rumours of war. And I know that this week, with all the news of the election results in America, many people have spoken to me about being fearful and about being anxious about the potential escalation of conflict. If not war, then at least a deepening of hostility and intolerance and division around the world. This grey November day, the world feels particularly grey and November-y. But it is in this season that we as God's people need to remind ourselves of our hope. We're still in the season of All Saints, which started obviously on All Saints Day and leads us to Advent. It's a season when we are remembering the light of Christ. We're remembering that light of Christ in us, in all the saints, all those who follow Jesus. And it fills the liturgy of our services at this time, particularly morning and evening prayer, which we say as the rhythm of prayer through the day in the Anglican Church. It talks of Christ's light shining in us, shining on us, Christ's light dispelling the darkness. In fact, there's a prayer that we say every morning in morning prayer, which says, Lord, in the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. I love this season and morning prayer and evening prayer for that very reason, because I think it's a really necessary reminder that we have a hope to hold on to, no matter how grey or indeed dark the days get or the world seems. And in only six weeks, we're going to hear those glorious words, those precious and beautiful opening words of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness has not overcome it. That is our hope, our sure and certain hope that enables us to journey on, as the words from morning prayer put it. Now, I think hope is a really interesting word in the English language because we use it really flippantly. I can talk about the fact that I hope it snows this winter. Sorry, I love snow. I really hope it snows. Some of you might be hoping it doesn't snow this winter. But it's a kind of wishful thinking. It's something that we really want, but actually we can't guarantee it. We don't know. Sometimes it snows in England and sometimes it doesn't in winter. But we don't actually know if it will, but I really hope that it will be the case. But Christian hope is not like that. It's not wishful thinking. It is a sure and a certain thing that we can hold on to. A sure and steadfast anchor, the writer of Hebrews calls it. Why is it sure and steadfast? Because of the character of God and the faithfulness of God's promises. That reading from Psalm 62 that Liz read to us is a reminder of who God is. Faithful, strong, solid, powerful. Indeed, more powerful than any of the earthly powers that are making us fearful today. God is a refuge, a source of strength, but also a redeemer. And we know that God is a redeemer. We have the benefit of knowing how God redeems us because we have the scriptures telling us all about Jesus. Jesus, who came from God, who was with God in the beginning, and came to show us God's way to live on earth. How to live with the strength of and love of God empowering us and equipping us to live for others, to enable others to flourish and to shine, to strive for justice in the world, to live as community, interdependent and full of trust. Jesus was showing us how to live at peace with all. Jesus was showing us God's way, God's kingdom. And we see in Scripture, throughout Scripture, in fact, how living in this way is transformative. It actually changes us, both us as an individual and us as whole communities. We know through Scripture, when we love God and we know we are loved by God, we have the strength and the resilience and the capacity not only to love others, but to speak up for others, to challenge the unjust ways of the world, to strive for a better way to live, a better way for all of creation, in fact, to live life to the fullest, the way God made it to be. But actually, we don't need to rely on Scripture. We don't just need that evidence from Scripture. Each one of us has probably heard or seen our own story of the transformative power of God, the transformative effect of living the way that Jesus showed us to live, the transformative effect of allowing the strength and the love of God to empower us, equip us to live differently, to live positively, to live godly, as in the way that God calls us to live. So we have this evidence of God's power to change. So therefore our hope for the redemption of the world, our hope for this complete fulfillment of God's way, is not wishful thinking. It's something real. It's something more certain. Now at school this term, the children, many of whom are upstairs, they would tell you this, but they are learning about the value of hope. They're learning about what Christian hope is. And something that they've done very practically is that they have, each of them in their classes, planted a seed. They're trying to grasp that concept of Christian hope in planting a seed. Because when we plant a seed, we are actually hoping that it will grow and flourish as a plant that it's meant to be. I think there's a bean plant, they might be hoping that they'll get beans. But it's not a kind of random hope that, oh, we'll see what happens. It's a hope based on the knowledge that if you give a seed warmth and water, the right environment, it will grow because we have the evidence of it. We know that. That's the difference of that kind of hope. We haven't actually seen it yet for that seed, for those beans, but we have that hope based on evidence and a certainty. Now that's the hope that we have as Christians, because God has planted seeds in all of us. Seeds of the kingdom, seeds of God's way of doing things. Now whether it's through our own testimony, our own stories, or through the stories of others, we know that God's kingdom grows when it is watered with the cleansing and refreshing and inspiring Spirit of God. When it is nourished by the words of God, spoken or sung or read or shared. When it is kept warm in the fellowship of all the saints. So we water it with the Spirit. We nourish it with the Word. We keep it warm in the fellowship of all of us, the community of God, the people of God, our church. We know then that seeds will grow. That's what seeds need to grow. And the kingdom of God will grow in us. And when we see those seeds grow and flourish and flower and fruit, what do we see? The fruit of that Spirit, that seed, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. People are transformed. Communities are transformed when those seeds grow and flourish and fruit. And that means that as God's people, we can then do justly, love mercy, walk humbly, which is what God asks of us. We've all seen it. And if you haven't seen it, the Bible tells you it. There are many examples. But also ask someone else here. They've probably seen it. They've got a story of it. They can tell you a time where they've seen God's transformative power at work. Share those stories. This isn't wishful thinking. Our hope is not a, oh, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we all just loved each other kind of a hope. It is a sure and a certain hope. It is based on evidence. It's based on the power of God. This was the hope that Jesus brought when he lived on earth. It shone out of him like a beacon. I am sure of that because it's the only explanation that I can ever think of that Simon and Andrew, James and John, just left their livelihoods and all that they knew to set out on a new journey. There was something shining out of Jesus that they were drawn to, and they went, yes. They set out on a journey that was about transforming people one by one. Now, because Jesus used that analogy of fishing to speak to fishermen, because it's a language they'd understand, and he talked about making them fishers of men, we can often gloss over what Jesus was actually saying that he was going to do for them. But what he was saying was, follow me, choose yourself to come with me, and I will make you into, I will teach you how to capture people's hearts with a new vision. I will teach you how to and help you know how to draw people into a new life. How to rescue people from the chaos of untamed waters and lift them into a new world. And that's our invitation too, to follow Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to be changed by Jesus into people who can inspire others because hope burns bright in us. A sure and a certain hope based on knowledge of who God is and what God promises. So this Remembrance Day, hold on to hope. Wait on God in stillness. Find rest in God. From where your hope comes, your rock, your anchor, your solid ground. I invite you to know the Father's love for you. Open up your heart to the Spirit to water and nourish you. Trust in Jesus' promise to teach you. And know the certainty that one day God's dwelling place will be among the people and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And I invite you to know with certainty that this day began with Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And it grows in us each day as we, God's people, grow and flourish and bear fruit. Amen.